If you're standing on the beach this summer and you look out across the waves, you might bear in mind that much of the ocean you're seeing may be contaminated with plastic. Marine researchers off the coast of California took samples of the water and found more plastic than plankton, the tiny marine life that's almost everywhere in the ocean. Captain Charles Moore is the founder of the Algalita Marine Research Foundation, which did the study. He is in his home port right now, Alamitos Bay, California, near the boat that he researches on. Captain, welcome.
Welcome.
What are we talking about here exactly when we say that there's a lot of plastic in the ocean? Are we talking about bottles, cups, forks?
We're looking at things like bags breaking down, bottles breaking down, and we're also looking at the plastic resin beads that are the source of all the plastics that are shipped to the manufacturers. Those we also find in great abundance.
I thought plastic didn't break down. I thought it was forever.
Plastic breaks down by a process called photodegradation.
So a plastic bag gets exposed to the sun, and it may break into little bitty pieces, but it never really goes away.
That's what we're finding. The estimates of 500 years, 600 years for different types of plastics to break down are pure guesses.
So you took your research boat out into the ocean where?
Well, we've done this research everywhere from the mouth of Biona Creek, which is what drains L.A. City, all the way out into the Central Pacific and beyond to the Northwest Hawaiian Island chain.
And you went out testing the water how?
Well, we drag a net through the water that's designed to catch zooplankton. The mesh is a third of a millimeter in diameter. So anything larger than one-third of a millimeter, those are the kinds of fragments that we're pulling up.
I'm not surprised that you would find a lot of plastic debris at the mouth of that creek outside of Los Angeles, but did you find a lot of plastic out in the ocean as well?
Actually, we found six times as much out in the middle of the ocean as we found at the mouth of Biona Creek, or just under six times as much in the Central Pacific Gyre, which is an area of very calm winds and currents that tends to accumulate the debris of civilization.
Why would there be more plastic out at sea than near the shoreline?
There's a mountain of air over the Pacific Ocean there, and as it slowly descends, it rotates in a clockwise direction and creates a gentle circular current, and that is like a toilet that doesn't flush.
So when the fish consume this plastic, or consume smaller creatures that consume the plastic, what happens to it?
In the case of the southern fur seal, the plastic is inside the fish that the seals eat. There are other creatures like the Laysan albatross, which we're studying, which consume huge amounts of plastic, and actually some chicks die from the fact that they stop begging for food because their stomach is full of plastic.
I always thought that the ocean was so huge that, given enough time, that it could absorb almost any amount of pollution. Why would plastics continue to accumulate at such a dramatic rate?
We make 100 billion pounds of these plastic resin beads per year in the United States alone. The entire weight of every man, woman, and child in the United States is 50 billion pounds. So for every pound of body weight of every man, woman, and child in America, we make 2 pounds of plastic resin every year.
And that's just raw material from?
That's the raw material, and then it's formed into all these consumer objects. And no matter how careful you are as a consumer, the stuff gets away. Just think in your own life how many times during the day you've got to tear a little tiny piece off of something to get out a peanut. Most people just throw that on the ground and it ends up in the storm drain and goes down the storm drain and into the ocean.
Charles Moore is the founder of the Algalita Marine Research Foundation, and he's in Alamitos Bay, California, near Long Beach, California. Captain Moore, thanks very much.
Thank you for the interview.